listen, watch out. Anything now shock out, get washed out. Watch out the king, the boat, and the queen. I come out, patch out there, spread red carpet. One thing be have to tell on us, so watch ya. Adam Mercy. Adam Mercy. Watch me now. It name murder me wrote and me no take back me chat. Shuffle the deck, me and the queen in a day park. Look how me cute and sexy like that. And me plant the counter, no better watch that. Show me step up in a life, them won't forgive me a fight. Show me look cute and them no look too right. They call on me to over me, man a fight. And that now one, no time in a day life. Me no cut up, again model every time. Absolute niceness, come with pay rhyme. First class dress code and your style a lick. The quality, my feet come back quick. Cause murder me wrote and me no take back. Shuffle the deck, me and the queen in a the park. Look how me cute and sexy like that. And me plant the council, no better watch that. Yo, S me no spade, me no king, me no jack. Me and the queen and me run the pack. Shuffle up the deck and me come pan top. Say uno no se patcha and no dead stock. Anything test them off, it kick back. Rally back and me not answer back. Cause me run me road and me no take back me chat. Yeah. Shuffle the deck, me and the queen in a the park. Look how me cute and sexy like that. And me plan the concert, no better watch that. Everything come pathetic and the vibes just a flow. The race is for the safe, no one move too slow. Can't beg no friend, me just a make my way. A serious time, me no come here to play. Man, I rush me body just like a hot bread. And over on the body, no man and dead. The queen, they are not so spread the red carpet. A long time, we not try a time, no fool, no quit. Cause murder me run, time me no take back me chat. Shuffle the deck, me and the queen in a the park. Look how me cute and sexy like that. And me plan the concert, no better watch that. Everything capacity and the vibes just a flow. The rest is for the safe, for no one move too slow. I beg no friend, me just a make my way. I see first time, me no come here fee play. Man, I rush my body just like a hot bread. I never own nobody, no man not dead. The queen, they are no so spread the red carpet. A long time, we no try a time, no feel, no quit. Yeah. Murder me wrote, I mean no take back me chat. Shuffle the deck, me and the queen in a the park. Look how me cute and sexy like that. And me plant the concert, no better watch that. Yo, S me no spit, king me no jack. Yes, me and the queen, me run the park. Shuffle up the deck and me come pan top. So uno no se patcha and no dead stock. Anything taste, I fi kick back. Rally back, me rally back and me not answer back. Cause me down me road and me no take back me chat. Yeah. Shuffle the deck, me and the queen in a the park. Look how me cute and sexy like that. And me plant the concert, no better watch that. Everything copacetic and the vibes just a flow. The rest is for the safe, no one move too slow. I'm begging no friend, me just a make my way. I see both time, me no come here to play. Man, I rush me body just like a hot bread. I never own nobody, no man, and dead. Just murder me road, time me no take back me chat. Tough food, you take me at the green in the park. Look how me cute and sexy like that. And me plant the concert, no better watch that. Show me step up in a life, they want to give me a fight. Show me look cute and them no look too right. They call on me to over me, man, a fight. And that now one, no time in a them life. Me no cut up again, model every time. Absolute niceness, come with pay rhyme. First class dress code and your style a lick. The quality me fling him, I feel come back quick. Cause murder me wrote and me no take back me chat. Shuffle the deck, me and the queen in a day park. Look how me cute and sexy like that. Flicky flick it up, a patch of compound up. Cause murder me wrote and me no take back me chat. Shuffle the deck, me and the queen in a day park. Look how me cute and sexy like that. And me plant the cards.
Hey, man. What's up? Jumbo. Assalamu alaikum. Peace. Greetings. Welcome. It's your international girl running this world. Welcome to CRS. Yes, we are the best. With 2.3 million kings and queens listening out there. So call on in. The line is 661-467-2407. The Caribbean radio station. Yes, we are the knowledge station. I am your host, Queen Sunday Honey, bringing it to you live, bringing you peace from the Middle East. Birth in the epicenter of it all, y'all. I'm from the U.S., and I say blessed. So impress the empress. Come on in, you solution seekers. Share your knowledge, even if you ain't go to college. In the wonderful words of a great dermatologist, isn't it wonderful knowing something beautiful is happening to you right now? So pick up the phone, call in, and show some love. Again, that number is 661-467-2407. Queen Sunny Honey shines every Freedom Friday right here, 10 a.m. on the Caribbean Radio Show. Well, we start off every show with first giving honor to the Most High, to God. Big ups. Thank you, thank you, thank you. We can do nothing without you. We can start the day with the breath of air, knowing that you created us, and we are so thankful. So we start off the show here, Queen Sunny Honey, giving love to the Most High. No matter what the name you call him, we can do nothing without our creatress, our creator. And, you know, I am from the South. One of our Southern traditions is when someone wanted to say something to the world, we usually ask the ancestors or the elders for permission to speak. So to the ancestors, our archangels, our greatest grandmothers and greatest grandfathers, enter into the space that you can be able to send down your words of survival and part ways into us, and we will surely live out as your beneficiaries. We thank you. Oftentimes, people see the images of the strange fruit of our ancestors swung off trees with people taking selfies back in the day. But that soul who lay on that tree, who never returned home, sometimes does not get the homage. It's not a John Doe or a Jane Doe hanging off of a tree. It is our uncles, our aunts, our cousins, our mamas, our fathers. And most likely, some of the greatest assets to the Black community, the Black Wall Street members, the success story. So we do nothing without first asking for permission to speak and honoring you, as we are the beneficiaries of everything, all the wisdom, knowledge, and the understanding that comes with it that you passed along to us. Let's get into the show. We have our international shouts out. So much love coming in from around the world and going out. Limitless blessings and acknowledgement to our friends in Arizona. Big up to a young man, Mr. Dominique McKnight, one of my former students. I worked on a Navajo and Apache reservation once, and he reached out and actually dedicated some artwork for my podcast, as well as some things that you'll be seeing coming up for branding. It's amazing just to turn and look back and know that you're listening. My Native American pride, all my students, the memories of the powwow, I'll have to share them in story time one day. Thanks for the love from Arizona. We have love coming in from Alaska, my Alaskan family. Yes. Thank you for tuning in. So much love goes out to you guys. As we get into the summer months, when we went in Fairbanks, Alaska, we had 24 hours. I'm like, oh, my stars. And the mosquitoes, you might as well call it the state bird. So we have so many memories with people and my time staying in Alaska. And thank you for listening and reaching out and showing the love. So much love also coming in from the brothers and sisters teaching down there in Mexico. Yes, thank you for sending love and shout outs. We know in the Mexican summers and everything that's going on, you're safe on that side of the border. So thanks for letting us know. Shouts out to our friends in Dubai, to the Mapp family. Thank you so much, Mr. Travis Mapp, my former HBCU colleague. Him and his wife are teaching in Dubai. And coming up on a show, he's agreed to come and share some of this knowledge about what the journey has been like as a father, a as well as a HBCU alumni, to live in the Middle East. So yes, thanks for sending love and light and tuning in to the MAP family. To our homegirls down there in Bahrain, thanks for extending love. We're looking forward to doing more brunches in the future. Those global goddess girls in Bahrain, thanks for sending out the love. In Oman, we want to extend a gratitude for all the beautiful pictures that Miss Nicole Brewer posts on I Love to Go Trot. She's in a wonderful situation, living really heavenly during times like this, and always giving the people pictures of hope on what it looks like outside and for those of us who are able to go out. So much love. For our international shouts out, we cannot go anywhere without going back home to the U.S. So much love coming in from the States. Thank you to those in South Carolina who are always tuning in. Natasha Vaughn, love you, honey. Thanks for reaching out yesterday and asking about today's show. Yes, sending love and light to those of you in Columbia, South Carolina, and the 803 represent. Coming up soon, the 843 Charleston will be showing out on the Caribbean Radio Show. Stay tuned for my homeboy Cap as he gets us the knowledge on his medical store that's been open for a very long time, bringing the healing herbs to the people out there, and suddenly business, unlike ever before, is booming. People are beginning to heal themselves. So that's enough for our international shouts out. We want to go into a little whiny right now as we get ready to come back and talk about waist beads. We started off the show with Miss Queen of the Pack, you know, Patra herself. Now, ladies, get up, and I want you to shake it, shake it. And if you have a set of waist beads, baby, you know what I'm talking about.
Now, this one to the kids, and I'm the girl, and we're the angels, and the devil, you know, it's a rock, I'm a flip track, and the most of you can't play, I don't feel the kids. Help up my youth, get it!
I know this little girl, her name is Maxine. Her beauty's like a bunch of roses. If I ever tell you about Maxine, you would have say, I don't know what I know, but murder, she wrote.
A pretty face and bad character. Then the kind of living can hold chaka. Follow me. A pretty face and bad character. Then the kind of living can hold chaka. Say, girl, you're pretty. Your face is pretty, but your character dirty. Girl, you just have to flirty, flirty. You run to tempt it and also hurry. And when you find your mistake, you talk about your sorry, sorry, sorry. Good now.
Have a cozy kind of wishy jokes and wishy jam. To know about Luke, Jack, and every money man.
True.
Make love with a coolie Chinese, white man, and Indian. The wickedest kind of girl that Mr. Flyer go pop on. Now do you heard about this girl, her name is Maxine. Her beauty's like a bunch of pros. And if I ever tell you about Maxine, you would have said, I don't know what I know. But murder she wrote.
Murder
she wrote. Murder she wrote. Na na na. Murder she wrote.
But you know, stand still. You're not paying me like bill. If you touch a ragamuffin, girl, you're going to get killed. You keep wait. Cause you are creme, creme, and the living for me talk, it's me DJ, girl, come out, because you're not shock out, and when you hear the ragamuffin, you have to jump and shout, don't touch me gate, you're not paying me water with the concrete, it's great, great, you're under it, from it, you're pretty face and bad character, them the kind of living can hold chaka, from it, you're pretty face and bad character, them the kind of living can hold chaka, say, girl, you're pretty, your face is pretty, but your character dirty, girl, you're just a act too. Living town, hold up a
On today's episode, we will have Miss Alicia Noel turning consciousness into cash. You want to stay tuned. It will be an amazing adventure in the world of waste beads. Yes. Let's go to family connection. We want to start off the show with saying, I grew up watching waste beads on Color Purple. There is that scene where they're going back into Africa. And as a crafter at a young age, I began to make my own waist bead. I remember how it felt growing up and just knowing that outside of what it meant for others, as a little girl, it was seen as a rite of passage to someone growing up in the Western culture. So it will be interesting to hear from Miss Alicia Noel coming up on the many things and reasons why women use waist beads. We want to give a shout out to my nephew, Mr. Chauncey Tindall. He is a boss in Columbia, South Carolina, has been running a successful business for 20 years, yes, my nephew, in detailing cars. Now that the world is open back up in his region, it's great to see you out there, brother man, doing your thing, going to work, and putting your people and your customers in a comfortable space, making everything super clean and refined and ready for the world to see. Thank you, Mr. Chauncey Tindall. We also want to acknowledge, I have this niece. When she was born, she looked just like me, baby. My mama said, it looked like you even left a child back in South Carolina. There's an old, old tradition that says if a person is pregnant and they're mad at someone, their baby will turn out to look like them. Well, shout out to my sister-in-law and my brother. for delivering my niece into this world as a gift to me, Miss Nia Nini Tindall. Nia Wanda Marie, you are an amazing boss lady, young boss. This is the first year of completing college for her. She started a business, has always been doing various businesses, reseller as a child, just a straight hustler. And she's going into the medical field. She started a medical grade lip gloss line. And it's just amazing to see the young people, this new generation, take hold to self-sustainability. So much love and shout outs going out to those family members as they prosper. And the challenge is always there from my family to yours. Do a 10 family business challenge. Everyone should wake up every day knowing that you have 10 businesses within your family. If you need certain products, whether it's that health and wellness food or some of those natural body butters and things you have. If you don't have 10 business people, challenge your family members to start the businesses today. You deserve for your children to wake up one day and say, work for somebody. I don't remember nobody in my family working, my grandparents, my great-grandparents. No, we have family businesses. May your legacy live off the thriving drive to actually be self-sustainable and keep that going from generation to generation. In local news, as you know, I live in the Middle East, and this weekend, drum roll, or snap my fingers, the Eid will begin. For those of you that don't know, this has been a month-long fast of Ramadan here in this region, and it is over this weekend. Finally, people will be able to eat outside, and life will go back to the way it's been for 11 months, unless we factor in the we're under lockdown right now. I was doing the math, and I've been away from work, let's see, since February 2nd. It's like 83 days, almost 100 days away from when the schools close, and the lockdown has started. We're like at the halfway point, so we've got like 8 more days left in lockdown. And then by the 31st of this month, inshallah, as they say over here, God willing, we will be back. Businesses will be open and everything will be as normal. We pray for this region as well as people everywhere. What is lockdown for me? Every day you get 2 hours to go outside, no cars. You get an opportunity to just walk. And as I'm looking out the window right now and seeing the community walk around, it's just so beautiful to actually take away the positive thing behind being on lockdown. As far as groceries are concerned, you have the option of going online and scheduling an appointment to go to your local grocery store. And it's all in our ID, so yeah, it's all good. In world news, we want to send birthday shouts out to Biggie Smalls and Busta Rhymes. Yes, everyone around the world has been affected immensely by the music these brothers bring to the people back in the day. So happy birthday to you guys. Did you guys hear about what's going on in Rwanda? Baby, let me tell you. Rwanda is actually using robots in their hospitals to help with people who have COVID. That is like world-renowned, monumental. Who would have thought? Those beautiful Black people. Something smart. You know, I hope that other countries around the world can look to the continent and see some of the simple solutions with not infecting their own employees and still being able to successfully help people. At the same time, we want to acknowledge that in Madagascar, the president just sent out a recipe. Baby, if you just look up the herbs, the natural things that came out the ground, the leaves from the mango and all those things like garlic, and he just gave a pretty simple solution because we know there's a very high percent rate of recovery from it. Secret, we will have a woman who will come to the show. She's reached out, and she wants to share what it's like to be someone who has been dealing with COVID, and she's from Brooklyn, so stay tuned. This queen is going to give us information from a world perspective of a survivor. I'm looking forward to it. In world news, the successful world-renowned Black soccer player, a.k.a. football player for the international crowd, Mario Balotelli, he has actually put a challenge out to every football soccer player on the continent of Africa to leave their European leagues and start some world-class African leagues. Imagine that. Imagine the impact that would have on brothers and sisters in the NBA, WNBA, all areas of sports in the West. Global impact in the world. Yes. As we start to get a little of this information into our brains, let's get very, very lifted together. I'm about to play a song, but I don't want you to follow none of these rules, baby, because this is COVID. Do not pass it to the left-hand side, man. You hear me? Don't pass it.
This generation rules the nation with version. Use the answer to the food of love.
Chip on the left hand side, pass the dutch chip on the left hand side. It a go bun.
Give me the music, make me jump and pop.
It a go done.
Give me the music, make me jump.
The Caribbean Radio Show. We are the Knowledge Station. This is your girl, Queen Sunny, honey. Let's go to social media. There is a president in Tanzania who has opened up for tourism. A lot of people in social media have said a lot of negative things and saying it's not safe to travel. These areas may not be able to accommodate for medical. And believe you me, I have been in the Tanzanian airport with the, let's just say, no roof and birds flying everywhere. I get that part. What intrigued me was the need to go and look at world stats. when it comes to COVID-19, strategically looking at African countries. I'm going to challenge you guys to do the same, because the world numbers, when it comes to those melanated places around the planet, have the lowest on Earth. So that same energy that you guys had in the beginning, that was facts. You're spitting facts, people. So we want to just take time to challenge everyone to look outside of the U.S. media and actually look into other world news and open your mind to the possibility. In social media, I also noted that on the World News Channel, their blog brought up the fact that America will no longer be issuing passports unless it's for a life or death situation. Luckily, my listeners, you have your passport, and it seems like things have changed with the law strategically grandfathering people in who already have it. And we just want to put the word out there to make sure that you are taking care of your legacy and staying safe, knowing where your passport is. I lost mine even in this house during this experience. We have 100 days in here. Luckily, it was found. Very valuable item. It gives me something I like to call Black privilege around the planet. Some instances, I would have been mistreated. They just thought I was, unfortunately, of someone else's passport from a different country. But once they hear the accent and they see the passport, it's opened many, many doors for me around this planet. And it's also humbled me to the fact that many of my Caribbean brothers and sisters didn't have the same number of countries that they could easily enter. So we want to give very humble appreciation for what we have. No matter where you are on the planet, you're from a place that you have a passport. This has been a saving grace for my life. And we hope that the law isn't in stone. And we hope that more and more of you will continue to be able to get your passport and understand what that passport privilege is all about. 1, 2, 3. This is how you get your LLC. Some cracker doesn't teach me, so let me learn you get your LLC. This is the part I'm going to say every single week. Go to Google, type in LLC, and your state acronym. If you're from South Carolina, llc.sc.gov, I think that's it, and simply register. Only thing the boy wants is the name of the company, the address, and their money. It's just as simple as that. You don't need a service to help you get started. During COVID, there's so many people who actually began businesses right now to turn this consciousness into cash. People, we can't just sit around and be super conscious, woke, and deal with information and not apply it. No more than we could be Bible thumpers who just speak some verses, spit some verses, but don't live that life. Let us enterprise on our skills, turning your consciousness into cash. We want to give a special thing out to just a few people who've actually reached out, and I was happy to help them get their LLC in just a matter of minutes. Shouts out to Ms. Tanel Jenkins of Jenkins Creative Enterprises. This sister is a web designer and the founder of multiple enterprises, one called The Enabler. Don't think that she's just a sister in a wheelchair who is not able to do. She has been able to take her LLC to a whole new level, creating web pages for many, many businesses in the South Carolina region. So special thanks out to Tanel Jenkins. Lakeisha Tindall, thank you for reaching out and establishing your LLC. This young lady is actually providing a solution to people in the residential area, elders and people in the community who would like home food delivery services. She loves to post Cooking with Keisha on Facebook for many years now. And she's taken her dream along with her daughter Amari, and made it a reality. Special thanks to you, Ms. Lakeisha Tindall. God bless your enterprise. And for Ms. Wanda Harrison from Atlanta, Georgia, thank you for reaching out. It was a pleasure to help you get your LLC established in the state of Georgia. This woman is now a hairdressing contractor for hospitals, nursing homes, and she also has a hair weave dry cleaning service. For those three ladies, you are an answer to my prayer. For our community, especially amongst Black women, we need to have Black women's empowerment. That if there's something inside of me, as simple as how to get an LLC, hey, that's what we're here to do, and align our gifts and uplift each other. If you or someone you love would like to also get some assistance and find that it's a little too hard for you, contact me on my website. That's www.sunetashannon.com, www.sunetashannon.com, and I'd be happy to assist you. So guys, let's get ready. I'm telling you, honey, when it's time to talk about waist speed, it's all about women's empowerment. The irony is, men wear waist beads in Kenya. I saw some Maasai warriors doing their jumping. Hey, that's a whole amazing journey of actually going to the continent and seeing people adorn, whether they were children, elders, skinny women, big L, men, warriors, priestesses, holy people, beautiful, beautiful melanated people, all adorned with waist beads. To go throughout the marketplace and actually see the sales of the waist beads has just been an amazing journey to see its impact worldwide. No longer was it a thing about going and seeing it in color purple. I got an opportunity to see it in the flesh. So, after this birthday homage to your boy Biggie, coming up next, we're going to present to you the owner of Pisces Moon, Miss Alicia Noel, with Waist Beads for Women.
Black Frank White. We had the gross rest to change our description. Two cops is on the milk box, miss. had heart. In the dark, where we survived through the bad parts. Many dreams is what I had, and plenty wishes. No hesitation in extermination of these snitches. Envious bitches, they still continue to pursue me. A couple of movies, now the whole world trying to screw me. Even the cops tried to sue me. So what can I do but stay true? Sipping 22s of brewing, now the media is trying to test me. Got the press asking questions, trying to stress me. Misery is all I see, that's my mind state. My history with the police to check the crime rate. My main man had two strikes slipped, got arrested and flipped. These streets still life and it's like
background and where you're from. Yes, well, first of all, so very pleased and honored that you asked me, you know, to be on the show with you all. That really, really means a lot. But I am from South Carolina. So, you know, I'm actually born in New Jersey. My mother's from New Jersey. Then, you know, my father was in the military, and he's from the South, so we ended up moving down here to a station at Shaw Air Force Base. So, I grew up in Sumter, South Carolina my whole life.
Yes, that's where I'm from, representing the 803.
So yeah, I moved around a little bit. I lived in Florence, I lived in Columbia. And even when I got married, I took a break stint and was living overseas in Italy. But now I'm right back here in my hometown again.
Growing up, who introduced you to crafting?
That definitely would be my mother. My mother, and those who know her, is an amazing woman. She we've always done a lot together as far as going to, you know, different craft shows or going to, you know, yard sales, garage sales, and, you know, thrift stores and Goodwill. You know, she's always introduced me to, you know, being able to make your own things and repurpose your own things. My mother is a certified herbalist, but she is a herbalist. She would come to our house, and she had this, instead of our china cabinet having china in it, our china cabinet was filled with herbs, you know. So she used to make soap and hair oils and body, you know, oils or butters or, you know, just some of everything, you know, even crafting as far as jewelry making as well. So I definitely would have to praise my mother for passing down, you know, her crafting genes to me.
Amazing. You know, for everyone listening out there, this is the time to reach back, Sankofa, turn to the elders. The information is there. What are some of the craft hobbies that you like? I know the waist piece. Do you crochet?
I do not crochet. I do not know how to crochet. I've tried to learn a few times, and I just haven't gotten the swing of it. I don't crochet at all. I do a lot of jewelry, like my waist beads are my main thing. You know, that I do bracelets, and I've been trying to learn by hand at actually wire wrapping, you know, healing stones. Because, you know, I definitely love those. The wire wrapping is an art in itself. And it takes steady hands and, you know, creativity, all of that. I know, you know, even a while ago, I used to make hair bows for girls. I even like, you know, repurposing furniture, so I'm always, you know, finding something, you know, at a Goodwill or, you know, like a yard sale, or, you know, I'll find something and I'll repaint it. I actually have a bar, well, kind of like a bar in my kitchen. There's actually two vintage nightstands. One I use as a coffee bar, the other one is, you know, my beverage bar, glasses, and my libations, you know, things like that. But I actually repainted it, so I took these old vintage nightstands and repurposed them and used them in my kitchen, you know. They turned out pretty well, but, you know, that's you know, as far as my crafting goes. I actually used to make hair butters as well, hair butters and body butters, and, you know, I kind of dabble in anything. If I see something, I like it, and I may want to try it. You know, sometimes I may not keep up with it. I may do it for a little bit, but I love the act of looking at something, seeing if I can do it, and then recreating it myself. So I get a lot of joy and pleasure of being able to know that I can do it also, you know?
During a time like now, it's so refreshing to hear you say that you know how to be self-sustainable. Because
yeah.
The thought of needing products and
that consumerism a lot of times in the community where we are producers of nothing, but we are consumers and the money goes out. For people out at home who want to learn about the science behind the waste beads, could you tell us a little history on waste beads, what got you involved, and, you know, what is it that appeals to that part of the culture for you?
Yeah, well, you know, waste beads, of course, you know, traditionally originated in Africa. I can't say exactly the year, or I can kind of give the background behind waste beads. A lot of, because there's a lot of different purposes. It's not really just one specific purpose, but, you know, especially in different parts of, you know, the country that people use them for. A lot of people use them for protection for their babies. If you go look at videos and pictures to Africa, you'll see babies, even boys and girls, you know, with waist beads, you know, around their waist. And that was used as a form of the mothers would use, you know, as protection, you know, for their children. A lot of women, they'll use them for a coming of age, you know, when, you know, a girl is ready to marry. They use them for weight management, too. You know, if the beads are getting too tight, you know, that, you know, you may want to lose weight, you know, to lift them up, or, you know, maybe you want to gain weight exercise, you know, it depends. But you kind of gauge your weight so you're able to know, because sometimes you may not know 5 or 10 pounds, you know, you may not know that you gained it without realizing it. Well, the weight beads will let you know, especially I think the traditional ones that are tie on. So permanently, they have no stretch, they have no give, so they're going to, you know, you'll know exactly, you know, if you are, you know, gaining weight or losing weight. You know, if you're losing weight, of course, the beads are going to drop, you know. There are different many forms of, you know, materials that people use. A lot of women like to use them even just as a fashion statement and for beauty, just to make themselves feel good. A lot of, you know, people make them with beads and with healing stones. And the healing stones, they use, you know, for protection and energy and good vibes and, you know, all of that. So there's many different, you know, I say there's nothing, you can't really tell someone how to wear the beads or why they should wear the beads. You know, your beads are for your own personal use to use however you feel is going to make you feel good. And that kind of leads me into my movement of, I would say, body positivity, because, you know, I'm a larger woman, and, you know, as larger women, some women are very self-conscious. Even smaller women are self-conscious, but they feel that they're not able, you know, to wear waist beads or to even show their waist beads because, you know, their stomach is too big and they don't want to show off their belly. They're like, oh, I need to lose weight, or, you know, I want to go to the beach and, you know, have them on so people can see them. But I've always, I've grown into my confidence, you know, as a woman, being a larger woman. And I have always pretty much stood out with, you know, speaking positivity and beauty and love into yourself, no matter what size you are. And so my reason of really making waist beads, I really made them for myself because I saw them and was like, oh, well, let me see if I can make them. I want to have, you know, have them for myself. And then, you know, when I started showing them to other people, they're like, oh, I can't wear them. I'm stomach today. And I'm like, of course you can. You know, of course you can wear them. So then I really started out this movement for really catering to larger women. Because I would find that as larger women, people would charge more for larger sizes, and they would sometimes they would make larger sizes. And so, really, the way that I've done it is I've adjusted my price to where your beads are going to be the same no matter what your inches are, you know. And I don't want women to, you know, feel, I would say, bad or disheartened in a way because they have to pay
gemstones, and even for going through the process and setting your intention.
Yeah, well, you know, I always have a conversation with, you know, all of the women that I, you know, I speak to regarding, you know, regarding waste beads. And I've had women email me, they have phone calls, you know, whatever they feel comfortable with, even just messaging back and forth, that video calls, you know, whatever they feel comfortable with at that time, I am accessible to any form of communication, you know, to communicate as far as, you know, what they want. A lot of them will tell me stories about, you know, why they want waste beads and, you know, what they're looking for. And so we'll kind of, you know, I'm not an expert by no means as far as, you know, healing stones or just stones or anything like that, but, you know, I'm still learning. It's still a learning process. And so, you know, whatever I find, you know, they'll let me know exactly, you know, what they're looking for, if they're looking for self-love or if they're looking, you know, for prosperity. And we'll kind of research and say, hey, you know, this is a good stone to use for love. This is a good stone to use for strength. Or, you know, they want certain colors that mean something to them. So, you know, we'll go through, you know, all of that. I've cried with women. I've laughed with women. It can be a very emotional experience for some. But it's very, I feel very blessed, you know, for women to want to come to me. And, you know, I guess trust me with, you know, doing this art for them. You know, I'm very appreciative, you know, for that. You know, but I have conversations with them. And, you know, they'll give me their measurements of, you know, their waist size. I'll get an email from them. You know, I'll do PayPal. You know, for the most part, I like to do PayPal invoices because then I'm able to put the tracking numbers in them. It may take me about 5 days, depending on, you know, if I have everything that I need. There's some women that have special requests for certain stones. That I may not have, or certain charms, you know, that I may not have, and then for that, you know, I'll have to order them, you know, but I do take payment up front, and within 5 days, you know, as long as I have everything on hand, I'll be able to ship your beads out within 5 days. I do have a full-time job, so, and I wish I could do this as a full-time job and didn't have to worry, and I can make beads and, you know, talk to women all day, that's hopefully in my future, one day, but yeah, so I just take measurements, you know, get their email address, and, you know, I'll make their beads, and even, you know, I'll have, conversations sometimes, even in the middle of me making their beads. Say, you know, hey, is this what you were looking for? Is this, you know, sometimes they give me creative control, and I love that. And they'll give me creative control just to create, you know, whatever, you know, I want to create for them. And I love having women that, you know, trust me enough to use that creative control. So, but yes, it's a really easy process, you know. I want the input, you know, from these women, you know, as much as, you know, they want input from me as, you know, what I think, you know, would be best for them. But it's a very easy process. I have women that have bought multiple strands from me. I have one woman that's probably purchased over 10 waist bead strands from me. That's probably one of my biggest customers, and she has brought me a lot of customers as well. So, you know, a lot of these women are, you know, I'm pretty much tied to for a long time. You know, they'll come back to me, you know, 2-3 times, you know, in waist beads. And I really appreciate and love that.
Earlier you mentioned the term charm, like charm bracelet. And I was like, oh my stars, we got charm bracelets for the belly. That's, really just taking the old, well, I'm old school now with all the charm bracelets, to actually have women who are not accustomed to the waist piece to know that the same way you make that little jingle, make that little noise when you're walking with your waist piece,
sexuality.
Very much so. Very much so. And I have women that want all different types of charms. Like, I just ordered a St. Kofa charm the other day for someone, and I have I did a goddess charm, and I did cowrie shells, and, zodiac astrology. Like, essentially, whatever you're looking for, a lot of women like to represent themselves. So, they may do an initial, or initial for someone. It really just depends, whatever they're looking for. But the waist beads are they really make you feel beautiful. Like you said, it's sensual. So, even as far as the healing process, it is a form of just love, beauty, and sensuality, all wrapped in. Just being a woman.
Right. If you're listening out there and you are one of the sisters in our circle, our sacred woman circle, filled with sacred women all over the globe, if this is new to you, try it. My story time. I tell you, when I started wearing the waist beads and I knew they were up underneath my clothing and I would be in the streets, it felt like the pheromones all over the galaxy were just the way you walk and the way you carry yourself. And it seemed like every man just, it's almost like I was exposed, like they knew my secret. And I just walk like the ego tripping of Nikki Giovanni. And really want to recommend any woman out there, if you've never tried it, sister, tap into that higher confidence about our what it is to be woman. Earlier when you talked about weight loss as a measure, I thought about how just as important it is to have a set of your waist beads as it would be for people to have a popular waist trainer, because once you take it off, you don't want to decorate,
Right, definitely.
One thing I appreciate,
I had a woman that I talked to the other day that has been losing weight, and she told me that, every 5 inches, she gifts herself with some new weight beads, which I thought was amazing, So, here she is, loving herself and gifting herself for, something that she's accomplished, and what better way to do that is, adorn your body into something that's always like a permanent reminder of, okay, I did this. I was able to lose these 5 inches, and now I have these set of beads, So I thought that was, pretty amazing.
And you're tapping into the mental health, the positive things, the solutions that we need. As I'm listening to you, it reminds me, even if a woman is pregnant right now, those waist beads can stand for the solution for postpartum. Opportunity to be aware of your body and as you grow through the changes, to actually be happy for the changes that have happened. And then I might have to do she said 5 inches, give yourself a treat for a
But I think for a pregnant woman before, this one was such an experience for me because her and I talked and, She's awesome woman. She's like this vegan mother, baker. Her and I talked, and she wanted some beads, and she was, having this girl, and we kind of talked, about what she wanted, and she asked me, what I thought about. And I ended up recommending, this moonstone for her and something else. It was so amazing, that was actually the name that she picked out for her daughter, was Moon, was part of her name, and I thought that was just such it was such an experience to me, how we talked, because, how you feel like the universe just brings you into the paths of certain people, and it was one of those universal moments we're meant to, be put in the same space together, I thought that was really wonderful, that I get to experience, things like that a lot. And then it's one of those things where
really is really elevating the minds of women wherever you are. If you're the little girl, the teenage girl, even when you gave the historical reference, I was thinking about, you know, the scene from Color Purple where the kids are having those waves.
See, this is not foreign. We've seen this. We've seen the images.
Yeah.
And in South Carolina, the South Carolina where you're residing, it's also great to see that it's embraced by the culture in the South. I know in California and New York City, people have different ways of wearing things for a Sabbath. It always feels so good to know that someone from home has the mentality to set the intention. When I picture you, I picture someone who's sitting in a room jamming to some good old music and just threading some love through someone's life.
Always. Playing, I've got a sage burning or incense or, you know, something. I have a candle burning, something that just brings, you know, good vibes and energy and just love. And these wake beads are definitely made with love, you know. I make them, you know, for women just as I would make them for myself, you know. And I want them to be proud and, you know, being able to wear them. I want them to be confident. I want them, you know, just to feel loved, just to feel blessed, you know, because, you know, I would love to feel that way. I feel that way even with other women that I purchase stuff from and I support, because I definitely believe in, you know, supporting our sisters wholeheartedly. I think that's something that's needed, even especially now in our economy. So I definitely really believe in having that, you know, that sister circle, as you say.
Speaking of self-sustainability, if you have a daughter out there, get your daughter and make sure she listens to this live, because this opportunity for her to become self-sustainable and utilize her gift. We see in every culture that people, the women, we have the gift of art in some form of beauty and art as it collides. Allow her to use her gift. And, girl, get your daughter to make you some waist beads. If you don't, reach out to Miss Alicia, someone. And like she said, it's important for us to support one another as women. Something else. I want to know, are you doing shows? Can you go to these Afrocentric Harambe festivals? Do you then? Is there an opportunity in the future where we know if there's a fashion show where they got some African head wraps that you can come and get your hula hoop around your waist back? Is that something in your vision and your mission that you do as well?
It is. It is something that I have envisioned. Because I guess what it is I recently kind of revamped my business probably back in like October. Well, right before September, I kind of changed my name. And that's when I came up with, you know, the Pisces Moon. And with that, you know, I kind of made some changes as far as, you know, how I do business and really putting my brand out there. And I started doing a few shows. I think in Charleston were the two that I've done. And so that was late last year. And so, you know, here it comes around the summertime when the festivals are starting. And, you know, we've got this, you know, our pandemic that we have going on. So I'm really not sure as to where the summer, you know, what the future holds for the summer, but I'm definitely, you know, interested and would love to, you know, get some festivals and, you know, under my belt. There's a lot of women that I follow anyway, so even, you know, that I do my own beads. I actually just got some beads from a fellow beater yesterday in the mail. Her and I decided to actually trade beads with one another. You know, I talked to her because I told her, I think we both have our own different styles. about business, things like that. And, you know, as women, like, it's never, it should never be a competition. You know, there are many women in this great beat of, you know, industry that I've seen, and there's some similar kind of industry that, you know, they really, you know, heal and teach women. Like, I've learned from a lot of women, especially one. You know, I went to a craft show back in October and really learned a lot from her of how she does, you know, just with women and how she holds. She does so much with women as far as healing, and, you know, they're so emotional even when you get your waist being tied, you know, on you. So that's really an experience itself. I really love that. I really love being able to tie, you know, waist being on to women, you know, when they're right there in front of me versus, you know, of course I'll be on the bout, definitely, but to be able to have your knees tied on to you from the person who made them is really a, you know, it's really a wonderful experience. I think I do have a video or so on my Instagram of me actually tying some waist beads on to a woman, you know, at one of my craft shows that I went to. But I definitely am, you know, with hope so in the future, hopefully soon, you know, to really get to do some crafts. Not really craft shows, so that's cool, you know, that's the whole thing. You know, just being around the people and,
so for all you sisters out there that want to get your belly crown, remember Pisces moon. To every sacred sister out there, as we form sacred women circles, this would be an excellent opportunity for us to continue the craft and actually just envisioning you as a shaman, taking your greatest artwork that's set with intention and tying it upon the person, that's healing in itself. We want to put that information out there. Pisces moon, anyone that's going to get married, hey, here's a new tradition that we can start. We can't say that we are a people without culture. We are very cultured. If you're having a wedding party and you love your Afrocentric theme, you might have some head wraps. Go ahead and have Pisces moon design and actually place those the same way you place that ring on someone's hand, as a promise to sisterhood. Because in spite of marriages and relationships, when you get that waist beat around your waist on that day in that ceremony, that should be like a sacred bond between the sisters. Like, wait, we're touching and agreeing on your marriage. If you have your sweet 16 birthday coming up, you're around here hula hooping like you young and popping, which you are, you know, get the waist and have that be a part of our sweet 16 as we acknowledge the growth in our daughters as they change and blossom. If you just had a baby and you all Afrocentric, red, black, and green all day, put some on your little boy, on your little girl, and as you see them grow, pick up the history book and tap in. Pisces moon, always here. It's Alisa Noel. It's been a pleasure to have you here today to share with the people.
And a pleasure.
I hope that you
thank you for
showing some love.
I definitely will. I appreciate it.
Hopefully we can have you back on the show next time. Get with your mama, because we need to learn some of these self-sustainable tips, whether it's canned goods, making your own soap. There's so many gems that you share with us today, and there's so much more. We cannot let this stuff die inside of us. I thank you for sharing with the people. And until next time, everyone, this is Miss Queen Sunny Honey with Miss Alisa from Pisces Moon, sending love and light, limitless love and blessings to you all. Until next time.
I just want to know. I just want you to know.
na 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 na
Station. This is your girl, Queen Sunny, honey. Thank you again to Miss Alicia Noel of Pisces Moon. If you would like to purchase any waist beads, Pisces Moon can be found on her Instagram page. Of course, Pisces is spelled PISCESMOOM on Instagram. Make sure you go like and follow my Instagram page as well, Queen Sunny Honey. That's right. Find us on Facebook and join CRS. CRS stands for Caribbean Radio Show. Go ahead and like and follow. 2.5 million listeners out there. We're thanking you each and every day for tuning in. If you would like any assistance on consulting, for LLC, don't forget my website is www.sunitashannon.com. Look at that device in your hand, that cell phone. That device that you're holding is your money maker. CEOs everywhere are utilizing the same cell phone to operate their empires. That's right. The person who owns the milk company is selling milk from his phone. So, what are you waiting for? It's time to boss up. It is amazing to see how many businesses are being started during this COVID-19. It is a beautiful opportunity for everybody to boss up. Story time. As a follow-up to the waist beads, I wanted to share with you guys why it's so important for me, a part of my own personal womanhood. Waist beads are used for protection. You know, I've been wearing them for over 20 years now, and it has protected my sacred womanhood with being selective with who I would let. You know, that's a sacred space. It has protected me. The waist beads have been a sign of my womanhood. Oftentimes, people are dealing with depression, but baby, I don't care how the face looks, you know how the nails feel when you feel so gorgeous. It's the same way when you are naked in your own skin and you look down upon your own flesh at the central point, the balance point, the stomach, the womb, and you see the beautiful body jewelry. Waist beads have been a sign of fertility around the world. There are medical healing stones. There are prayer warriors who, the same way the Catholic Church, they would hold and pass around their beads through finger to finger. In the Muslim culture, the woman who beads has been the healer for fertility purposes, for actually setting those intentions for women who desire to have twins in Nigeria. Fun fact. Waist beads have been a part of my own spirituality. As I turn and look back, Sankofa, my own journey of being a diaspora orphan and what it really means to be a woman. It has defined my own womanhood, my own spirituality to grow and know that when I looked at the images in Kemet, ancient Egypt, and saw the queens, their bellies, their stomachs were adorned with waist beads. In my travels to the motherland, when I saw children, elders, women from very different walks around the continent, each one sometimes told a tribal story for their color. Sometimes it told the story of who's married. Oftentimes, it was a lesson for me in knowing that as women, predating the 15th century, predating all the designer clothes and everything that we hold to be so beautiful that makes us feel very sensual, that the waist bead was the original. Before there was a ring upon someone's finger for marriage, the woman had her waist bead. Waist beads are also known for adornment, how I went from creating my own and knowing the thoughts that I put into it, like the locks on my head. I adorned my body and embraced the adornment that I made and created for self. Waist beads are also known for wealth. Yes, boots. You know the Tyree shows a lot of people with locks wearing their hair. Tyrees have also been used to adorn the waist bead, and worn by women as a sign of wealthy women in the marketplace. Imagine the black, beautiful, voluptuous hips, many layers, with her goods upon her head, entering the marketplace. Yes, sign of a boss lady, one who has waist beads. Waist beads have been known to have the power to attract. Baby, I know how I feel when I'm out in these streets, as if the men on the planet just know. They haven't seen what's underneath, but it's just the way the music of my body upon the waist beads and just the awareness of the beauty of the masculine energy around me and the mystery that they don't know, but somehow I feel like they know, they know, girl. My little secret. Waist beads have been our measure for weight loss and weight gain. Right now, as we're going through these times and sitting at home, it would be a pretty good idea for all of us sisters to come together. Whether it's a time for family members who really have a hard time talking anyway, to sit and focus on the beads and see how the ancestors work in the conversation, how those toxic conversations become wonderful stories as we create our beat. Imagine taking the season of COVID and starting your own business to sell waste beads. If you're not wanting to do it yourself, imagine patronizing another woman, another Black business, like Pisces Moon. Waste beads have a history, not just in the Black community right now, but historical. It is a map that leads us back to the opposite of depression, how we worked our way through oppression and sadness. Everywhere I go in the world, whether it's with the Native Americans, they're always passing these beads along, symbolic. I've seen women who take the beads from their children's waist and eventually they become the necklaces adorning their mother's neck. It means something to someone. An Apache woman once gifted me, and I still have it, some beads that hopefully one day they will be around my waist. This is an intricate journey into our sacred womanhood that we always want to give thanks and actually know that Queen Sunny Honey is always about a solution. Take the time and get into your craft. Take the time and actually honor your womanhood. Know that it is a part of our self-love and self-care to do better. I'm committed to doing better. I'm committed when this show goes off to playing some Busta Rhymes and twerking it for about 45 good minutes. Here's to myself and the world. A part of our sacred womanhood and self-care and self-love is also about coming together. And I thank you for the common collective that we have. No matter where I've gone in the world, waste beads have been there. No matter what a woman's origin, even the belly dances in Egypt that weren't Black but were Arabic, honey, I know I had more belly and could shake it better, but it was the waist beads that captivated the woman. On my travels in the Middle East to see the women adorned in traditional clothing, and outside of traditional clothing, to know that waist beads are right up underneath our sweet treat, whether it's for your husband, your lover, yourself. Girl, get you some. This is Queen Sunny Honey with the Knowledge Station. Yes, Caribbean radio show. Until next time, guys, as we say here in Dubai, bye, boo. Masalama boo boo, au revoir, peace, I'm out.
Ooh, natural beauty, you know. Tell no, I've never been someone shy until I seen your eyes.